It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing good.
How's your weekend? I saw you heading down to watch the parade, so I know you did that.
But that's about all I did.
That was about it?
Yep.
Took a nap and did a little grilling or anything like that?
Grilled a steak last night and some Brussels sprouts.
So yeah, messing around really over good. By the garage there, as I drove by, I thought maybe you were getting out the grill or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always grill, so.
Okay, taking care of Rupert and...
Yep.
How's Rupert doing? We haven't had a report on him lately.
Oh, he's doing good.
That's good. He looks good.
Yeah,
he's a good old boy.
Happy and healthy beagle.
That's good. Well, let's salute a veteran here today,
of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Raphael Eugene Bendel. Raphael was born on November 4th, 1931. Madison passed away on March 16th, 2001. He entered active duty on January 15th, 1951 in Madison. He was part of the local National Guard unit, Bravo Battery, 175th Field Artillery Battalion of the 47th Infantry Division. And he spent 22 months in Camp Rucker, Alabama, and was honorably discharged on October 6th, 1952 at Camp Rucker, Alabama, which is now called Fort Rucker. He was a cook with Battery B of the 175th Field Artillery Battalion, which was part of the 47th Infantry Division back then. During the Korean era, a bunch of local troops got called up during the early 50s for Korea. Some went over to Korea, some spent their time in Alabama at Camp Rucker, and he was one of those that spent time at Camp Rucker. So thank you, Raphael, for his service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. That's off to all the vets.
Absolutely.
And let's see, we're going to talk about a new mobile VA's mobile app that they have now.
Yeah, VA is making it easier to take charge of your benefits and health care with its new Health and Benefits mobile application. You can download VA Health and Benefits with a click of a button and get access to resources you need, whether or wherever you are and whenever you want them. That was the plug for this article in the July 5th Vantage Point, which is VA's blog. VA Health and Benefits mobile app, it's a smarter, more convenient way to manage your VA Health and Benefits information. You can enable face or finger ID to skip the login. You can view and cancel healthcare appointments, view claims and appeal status, upload documentation, message your doctor, locate facilities, and access the Veterans Crisis Line, all right from your phone, which is the Veterans Crisis Line actually got a new number recently, the 988. It's a kind of big information there.
That's it? Just 988?
Yep.
That's pretty handy.
Yeah, and you can press 1 if you're a military or veteran, and just like the old Veterans Crisis Line, 1-888, 1-800-273-TALK.
Okay. Now it's 988.
Yep. App also makes it easy to prove your status as a veteran, so you can take advantage of available retailer discounts, like Home Depot, Lowe's, various other places as well. One guy said, I went to my local hardware store and opened my VA Health and Benefits mobile app. I was logged in, so quick glance at my phone showed them I was a veteran. I was able to get the veteran discount without any paperwork. It was easy and convenient. VA has heard from veterans since the mobile app launched, and the reviews are positive. Nearly 700,000 users in the veteran community have already downloaded the app, which has a rating of 4.8 out of 5 stars on the Apple App Store and 4.6 out of 5 on the Google Play Store. As usage grows, so will the app. New features expected in the coming year will allow you to refill prescriptions, request appointments, and manage debt. You can learn about the service already discovered in by many veterans. VA Health and Benefits is available via the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, and you can download today. And you can, of course, you can tell VA what you think. Their goal is to provide exceptional customer service. VA Health and Benefits mobile app is a valuable tool to support veterans' healthcare and benefits needs. They want to hear from ideas about the new app, how you're using it, or what could help to get you started. You can offer your thoughts and feedback about the mobile app directly to VA by visiting the VA Health and Benefits page on va.gov.
All right. Lots of stuff there.
Yeah, I haven't downloaded the app yet myself, but it's on my list of to-do things. So
apps are handy to have.
That's right.
Yep, save you a lot of time and effort.
That's right. That's right.
And, of course, if they're not really computer literate and they'd like to learn more about it, I'm sure you'd help model it.
You can, of course, contact my office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line, too.
And what's that number?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. Garden level, as you like to call it.
Yep. Could use a little water. I'm sure they're watering it up there, but it'd be nice to get a little rain here.
A little bit of rain would be nice.
It'd be a nice shot. It'd be good.
A little bit.
Not a ton, but just
enough. Not a ton of rain and not a ton of wind.
Yeah. We don't ask for a lot around here.
Just I don't know if my insurance can handle many more windstorms.
No, we've had enough of those for the summer, 20. I think.
So. Yeah. And you can reach my office by phone at 598-3445.
Okay, just a reminder, the VFWs are meeting tonight, and the Dawson VFW meeting over at Hilltop at 7:30, and the Madison VFW at the VFW.
At 8 o'clock.
Okay, this evening. So
yep, members. Wednesday is Bellingham Legion meeting, and
All right. Plenty of things to do.
Lots of things
to do. Get involved in your organization.
That's right.
All right, Josh, appreciate the info there, and we will see you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega on Vets Info on the Air today here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.